President Barack Obama is expected to highlight economic improvements in his State of the Union speech tonight. Though in this region, Pennsylvania and New Jersey are not sharing equally in the fruits of that recovery, as WHYY's Bill Hangley explains.
Nationally, most economic arrows are now pointing up. But here in this region, the story is more complex. Experts say Pennsylvania's economy is trending ahead of the national average, driven by its boom in natural gas. But New Jersey's economy lags behind, held back by the lingering effects of Hurricane Sandy and the collapse of the Atlantic City casino industry. Matt Razou is an economist at Susquehanna University. He says Pennsylvania's fracking boom has created at least 30,000 new jobs.
Even if you aren't in an area that was fracking extensively, you still benefited by the fact that because the unemployment rate never shot up to 10 or 11% as it might have without fracking, these are extra tens of thousands of people who are working and paying income taxes.
Rousseau says Pennsylvania now has more jobs than it did before the recession of 2008. That's not the case in New Jersey. Economist Joe Seneca of Rutgers University says the Garden State's economy has a long way to go.
We have gained jobs. New Jersey private sector employment is up 153,000. But that's against a loss during the recession of nearly 250,000 private sector jobs. So we are not yet back.
Seneca says New Jersey is also suffering from the slow decline of its pharmaceutical and telecom industries, which face increasing competition from around the nation. But he also says Governor Chris Christie's belt-tightening budgets have helped rein in New Jersey's deficits. And that, he says, could help the state attract new businesses and invest in education and infrastructure. For WHYY News, I'm Bill Hangley.